Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening in today. Really glad to be back on the show. It's been a couple weeks since I've been able to broadcast anything. I've been having a lot of technical issues. Blog Talk Radio has been going through some things of their own with updating their system. Hopefully, this goes through smoothly. They removed some of the options that we had as hosts to be able to call in. I had a few issues getting in tonight. That's the reason why the show is a little bit late starting, so we don't actually have a full 15 minutes. But I do want to come to you tonight and go ahead and talk to you about an issue that's extremely important. The title of tonight's show is Should Christians Support the Confederate Flag? You know, this is a hot topic issue that has been on the across the mainstream media. It has been in several news media. Of course, you know, everyone's got their different opinion, but generally speaking, pretty much everyone across the board out in the mainstream media world is saying to take the flag down, to take the Confederate flag down. Of course, all this got spurred on by the shooting that happened not too long ago by a white young man who, based off the pictures that he had posted online through social media, identified him as a supporter of the Confederacy, and that he had used that train of thought, that thought process, that motivated the killings that that he went ahead and went through with in the churches, or the church that he went into. And so, of course, as we know from the story, if you know anything about what had happened, it was a black church that he had went into, and so, like I say, he was motivated by inspiration from the Confederacy. Now, since that time, my Facebook has certainly been lighting up with Confederate flags, and I've had them flying all over not my personal Facebook. I haven't been sharing any of them, but I've been seeing them across several of my family's and my friends' Facebook posts. You know, and the question that I think is an important one to ask, that I don't know if anyone really is it, you know, is this really something that we should be supporting? Where are we at right now in this country to where this is an issue that we want to stand our ground on? And I understand to a point where many supporters are coming from, as far as that, you know, the slogan is heritage, not hate, is what I keep hearing. And I definitely understand that. And I do believe that some of these people truly do feel that way. I've seen posts come across my Facebook page of African Americans are holding the Confederate flag. One of the most moving ones, is of a African American who is kneeling at a gravesite at a Confederate cemetery, and he's holding a Confederate flag. And of course, he's giving respects there to those that fought and died in the Civil War. And here he is holding the Confederate flag. So I do definitely. You know, I understand that, but the question that I have is not necessarily whether or not the Confederate flag is an important piece of history. That's not the debate that I want to have, simply because I think that there's a good, valid argument on both sides of the fence for that. I feel like that those people that think that it has nothing to do with history, well, they're just not being logical, because it does have something to do with the history of this country, whether it be good or bad, and there's a whole lot of different opinions out there as to whether or not it was a good or bad thing, particularly the Confederate flag. You do see in documentaries from the KKK that shows that the Confederate flag was a symbol for them. And obviously we know from history that the KKK was definitely against a lot of things like segregation or desegregation and joining everyone together. And then also, you know, the voting rights of African Americans and their ability to ride on a white bus, or, you know, or drink from a white person's water fountain, and all these things were motivated by the KKK. And so it's really hard to see a reason to really put our foot down and say, you know, I'm willing to, I've seen some people on my Facebook say that they're willing to die to defend the Confederate flag. And that's all well and good as far as, because everyone's entitled to their opinion, right? This is the thing about America, is that we are all entitled to our opinion, and someone that supports the Confederate flag, well, I'm sorry to those that don't, but they have a right to do that. Now, the question becomes, should it be on a public display? And this is the issue that's come up over a long time, the issue of praying in a public school, having the Ten Commandments at a Supreme Court building, whether or not we should be asked to place our hand on the Bible in a courtroom before we take a witness stand, and things like that. And so I know that this is a broader issue of, you know, how much the government should be involved in these issues that are very controversial. And I think that whenever it comes to things like traditional marriage and pro-life instead of pro-choice, I think that these are issues that the government has a need to stand their ground on. Granted, the traditional marriage issue is in a sense behind us. The Supreme Court has come in and ruled to allow gay marriage across the land, and forcing those at the local level and the state level and across the country to allow gay marriage. Now, the question, of course, is that a lot of people that are concerned about is whether or not this is going to infringe on a church's right to be able to not perform a gay wedding ceremony. It would be against most churches' beliefs. There is the issue of whether or not a school, what their authority would be to punish a child who is unwilling or unable to accept a viewpoint that is against the family values that they've learned in their home. And so if they come to school and, you know, and a friend is, or a classmate is stating that they are, you know, they are biologically a boy, but they are stating that they feel like that they're a girl, does the school have to support that? And if the school supports that, how confusing is that to the rest of our children? If the school has to just say, well, okay, you know, everyone is not maybe how they look, you know, just because you were born a boy doesn't necessarily mean that you are a boy. Well, for my family, that's an issue because that's not something that we would teach our child. You see, the way that that we understand it is that God has made us fearfully and wonderfully, and that He has numbered the hairs on our head, that He formed us in our mother's womb, and He absolutely had a hand in what sex we were, what sex we are. And so there is no need to change it. A child needs to feel confident in who they are, whether that be a boy or a girl. There should be no confusion, but there is sometimes. And confusion is okay. But when we move someone to the other end of the spectrum and we say, instead of reining them back, we allow them to go to that other direction and say, hey, you know, okay, you were born a boy, but if you feel like that maybe you should be a girl, then, hey, go ahead and be a girl. And like I say, I mean, if that's what the world wants to say, but understand how that's going to affect traditional America, traditional homes. Now, this issue I've not seen really blow up on my Facebook. I'll tell you where I've seen it blow up on my Facebook is from my fellow ministers that are out there. They've certainly shared things about traditional marriage and the things that have happened with that. I have seen it from strong conservative friends of mine and family. They have certainly shared things, but generally speaking, I haven't really seen a whole lot on this issue of traditional marriage. Now, let me move quickly because we just have a little bit under 90 seconds left due to the time being cut off from us. We also have had a huge issue that has come up, which has been an issue for a long time, and that is the issue of abortion. And you've now had these horrifying videos that have on Planned Parenthood showing this organization selling body parts of babies and organs and harvesting them to the highest bidder, basically. This is ridiculous. It's uncalled for. But I haven't seen anything on that on my Facebook, really. Not a whole lot. Nothing in comparison. And now I've just got a little over 30 seconds. I'm going to have to close this up. But I've seen nothing in comparison to how many people I've seen share the Confederate flag on my Facebook and across social media, Twitter, and everything else. Listen, folks, if you don't want the Confederate flag to be taken down, that's your right. But where were you, conservative Christian, when it came to the issue of traditional marriage? You share the Confederate flag every day since this whole debacle has happened. You may have shared once or twice. And same thing goes for abortion. Listen, we need to stand on our values. That's it. I certainly appreciate you listening in, and thank you so much.